right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Drunken Rants. So I got some things to talk about. Not anything, like, super major like we did last time. We do have some stuff to talk about with Empress tomorrow, though. So, you know, stay tuned for that. She's got a lot of stuff she wants to talk about. And she usually gives me things to, you know, add to the conversation as well. So, yeah, I enjoy having her on, and, you know, she's always got things to talk about. Always showing me different stuff. Kind of panics about a lot of things, though. There's this new disease of mosquitoes, and it's like, well, if they kill me, they kill me. I had a good life. I mean, a lot of people would be like, but at the same time, if something happens, what can you do, right? I mean, you enjoy the days that you had. You enjoy the experience that you had, you know? Like, a lot of people don't really think about that. It's about being thankful for what you did get to experience in life, right? A lot of people think about, well, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. Well, there's so many people that have perished from this earth and they didn't get to do this and that. But they did get to do a lot of other things that maybe some of you have wanted to do or haven't, you know, just hope you'll be able to do, right? Because what we have is hope. We have hope that we'll be able to do other things, but sometimes life doesn't work out that way. And, I mean, if it does happen, you don't want to go, like, have whatever you believe. You don't want to go to the next area or end this life or however it is you feel. You don't want to go just with regrets, right? You don't want to be like, oh, but I coulda, and, you know, I mean, you just say, well, you know, I did get to do this, and this got to happen, and I got to do that, and this was, you know, it's about that, man. It's about trying to do all the fun things, the enjoyable things in your life before you kick the bucket. Never know when that's going to happen. So, again, if there's some crazy new ultra evil deadly virus that's been carried by mosquitoes and Grim gets stung and that's it. It is what it is. It's what it is. So, but anyway, yeah, she's worried about a lot of that kind of stuff and she usually talks about this and that. And I told her, I went back, I said, just another day in America, right? She's like, oh, and they're recalling this and recalling that. I was like, yeah, that's normal. And there's arsenic in apple juice. Okay, well, I won't be drinking apple juice then, will I? You know, just things like that. But a lot of people would be like, well, yeah, but Grim, that's women in general. Yeah, I know that. Oh, we can play as Kaede. Well, why the fuck would we not want to play as Kaede? Okay, this is pretty nice. Alright. Yeah, wow, nice. See, I didn't think I'd actually get to play this. I thought it was only going to be confined to the Nintendo Switch, but apparently that's not the case. Why the fuck can I not get that? Oh, come on, Miss. Yeah, I know you could get it. I don't even know what it does, but I want it. So, do I have things to talk about? Yeah, I got things to talk about. First off, guys, if you hear my computer making some noises in the background, it's because I'm using a new program called CB Converter. You can get it on GitHub, and I highly recommend it. Basically, what it does is it converts your, it doesn't do EPUBs real well yet. I'm having some problems with the EPUBs. But it converts PDFs to CBZs really well. And, if you switch the quality to 10, it can actually make them look much better. And I've proven this. So I got some shitty, maybe I've read some of them, but some books from a Humble that maybe are kind of blurry and stuff, you know, like some PDFs that I got from there. And what I did is I basically fed them into this program, And when I got my CBZs, not only did I get a smaller file size for most of them, but the covers and the pages were remarkably, and I mean remarkably, clearer. It made the whole damn thing look better. And I'm like, wow, there's a big difference, guys. I got the Power Rangers ones that we're going to try to do one of those. Yeah, I mean, it's already happened, so it doesn't matter if I spoil it because you won't see this till later. But, yeah, the Power Ranger ones that I'm going to do. When I first did those, yeah, they weren't, like, perfect, but now they look really good because I converted all of them with this program. And there was some CBZ, or PDFs, rather, that were so big that my comic book reader wouldn't read them. Like, they were just too massive. So not only did my comic book reader make them work, but it increased the quality of the books. So, namely, these are the original Mighty Morphin book year 1 and 2, which are massive. These are 500-page compendiums, guys. These are huge. Part of me really wants to go through all those and really just bring you the Power Rangers, because there's nothing I like more than fucking classic Power Rangers. I mean, even after this many years have passed, I still enjoy Power Rangers and Super Sentai and Tokusatsu in general. Especially the monsters. I've always loved those monster designs. I just found out there was a 1992 collection of just all the classic monster designs from, like, Kamen Rider and maybe some of the Super Sentai monsters. And what sucks is, they said that a lot of those monster designs that, you know, you may see from those past shows, they can't be maintained. And the reason for that is really, really simple, guys. First of all, they're made of a material that corrodes very easily. It just withers away. So a lot of those old suits and cool monsters you used to see, we can't preserve them. And I'm talking about the stuff from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. You know, Sentai went pretty far back, guys. Well, I think 70s and 80s. I don't believe there's 60s, but I know there's 70s and 80s Sentai. And Kamen Rider as well. But of course, these suits are gone. Like, they may have looked fucking cool at one time, but now they're nothing. You know, like, they've literally faded away to nothing. And sometimes they get recycled, unfortunately. So that cool fucking design of that villain or that monster, whatever that you liked, it's gone. Like, the only way you'll be able to, like, cherish that is in the episode it was filmed in. And I know that sucks, but that's literally what it was like filming that stuff, you know, because they had to keep up with these, right? They had to have new monsters all the time. So a lot of times you would recycle the materials to make the new monster. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is, guys. But, anyway, a lot of this designs and stuff may have been preserved in the Power Rangers Boom series comics. So I'd like to bring you those. And we have really good quality books, so we'll probably give you those. I'm also going to check my PDFs for the boys, because I think I can get, I mean, even though I'm satisfied, and I think you guys are satisfied as well, if I can make them a little sharper, I'd love to. And I'd also love to cut down on the file size a little bit, too. So, I'm just going to be doing this with a lot of my books, and it should improve them. Which is good, because you guys want improved comics, right? You guys want the best quality comics that I can possibly bring you. And I'm going to be committed to that, right? I'm even thinking about doing more comics a week than I used to. Because the comic channel is really booming. Like, I need to give the fans what they want. And yes, we've got fans of the Arrow Game, we've got fans of the AVN. Remember, Sextember has just started, so the Arrow Gay is, you know, going to be held off till, you know, October, which will be definitely bringing you some dark stuff in that month. We're not going to do a year of dark stuff and a year of light stuff. No fucking way. We gotta have a good balance, right? So, okay, so I gotta fight this motherfucker. Ooh, okay. Can I whoop his ass? Oh no, he's probably gonna whoop mine. I don't know what all those things do, but I know I got a game over. Yeah, they were playing, yeah, this is arcade mode. Would you like to send earned pocket money stat to online rankings? Nah! It's just gonna bring me back to the first stage. I mean, it's not a hard stage, it's just I'm talking and it's hard for me to focus. But that is the purpose of the show, to talk. Alright, so, okay, so I can use these. Alright, that's neat. She's got a sword, and I don't know what the fuck that green is, but I can't use it. I guess a special attack. Anyway. Yeah, I'm thinking about bringing you guys more comics every week. I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe doing it on Sunday. Maybe Sunday night, bring you a comic volume. That'd be cool. So you guys get more than just one volume. You know, the guys on YouTube, of course, they'll really appreciate this. Because they're, you know, they're really interested. I did that Terminator and it got 44 hits so far. That's pretty cool. Like, I wasn't expecting it to get that much. But people like that Terminator. So I want to give them, you know, not more Terminator, but, you know, something else they might like. Maybe other books. Maybe we can start Witchblade now. Right? Maybe we can start Red Sonja now. Maybe we can do the Lone Ranger, you know? Maybe we can do Flash Gordon. And a lot of people are like, what do you mean, Grim? And it's like, well, I've got these books collected from Dynamite. And it's like, why don't we just do some of these? I'm not familiar with Flash Gordon. If I have to, I'll go watch the Flash Gordon movie so I can kind of get an idea of the character. You know, Flash Gordon and Ming the Merciless and... They even got a comic book series about how he became, you know, Ming the Merciless. And I'm like, oh, that might be cool. And the Lone Ranger, of course, you know. I might go ahead and watch. There's a Johnny Depp Lone Ranger. I might give that one a watch and see, you know, how Depp approaches the Lone Ranger. And you'd be like, Grim, you actually do the... Yeah, I want to kind of see how these characters are portrayed. By the way, when I was watching that Boys episode where they, you know, the cartoon one, where they did the characters, you know, as they would be and have the voice actors as they would be, I tried really hard to mimic that because I wanted it to sound authentic. I'm not a great voice actor, okay? I don't think I am. I've heard some of my stuff and I'm like, yeah, I don't like it that much. But, you know, people that do like that, that's really appreciative because I'm really hard on myself. And a lot of times I'll say, you know, maybe we'll have to do that one again. Or, damn it. How do I change? Like, okay, here we go. Oh, you can eat stuff and gain your health back. I got bombs, so I can probably just... Okay, Mr. Slide. Hold on, let's couple more bombs ought to get him. Come on now, Mr. Bomb. Oh, okay, so what's this do? I don't know, we're about to find out. Yeah! That wasn't too hard. Okay, what's my next boss? Alright, hold on. Oh, shit. But I get to start from that level, right? I don't care if they put me on online rankings. Alright, it can't be that hard. I can beat this guy. Oh, come on. You motherfucker. I don't know what this does, but it's gonna hurt you. I hope it hurts you. Come on. Oh, that motherfucker. You are really putting me into that old game mode. And I'm not liking it. God damn, constantly wants to put me in ranking mode. I don't fucking care. Alright, so this guy is easy. We can take him out easy. And this guy, that guy's a pain in the ass, but he won't actually hurt you. His attacks will, his projectiles will. Oh, okay, well, hold on. Let's just... Alright, see, that wasn't so hard, now was it? Alright. Hold on. What do I do with this guy? God damn, they did make her thick. Did you see those legs crawl up? It's a hot set of pixels. Alright. Alright. Let's see here. Kill that motherfucker. Alright, hold on. Let's do this. I think I may have played this. This music sounds familiar to me. Like the original. I'm not talking about, you know, obviously I haven't played the remake to today, but... Sounds like I may have played this. But, of course, Katie, I don't think you could play as her. I think you could only play as the ninja himself. Ow, damn it. Bitch. Keep that whip to yourself. So, I don't know what all this bullshit is, but... Seems like I have to use all the weapons I have before I can move to another set of weapons. Yeah, that's what it does. It doesn't let me switch between shit, which sucks. But it also adds some strategy to the game. It says, oh, maybe you don't want to grab that item yet because, you know, you might need another item later. Get over here. Oh! Alright, hold on. I don't even know what the fuck this does. I just need that apple. Ow! Fuck! So much for that. Piece of shit that thing was. Oh, there's another one. Alright, hold up. Oh, okay. Damn. You'd think that would have killed it. Woo, this is not an easy game. Woo, is there another way to play the game? Shit, like maybe regular mode? No, you only have arcade mode. Display. Borderless. Okay. Audio, controller, keyboard. Game settings. Display ninja gear. Off. Shadow step. Gear catalog. Doesn't look like I can do much else. You do single player normal or single player hard. Boy, if that's... At least they let me continue from stage 1-2. Alright. Anyway, while I figure this out, I might as well talk about some things. So, the first thing I want to talk about today has to do with... Well, you know, so I've got a boss. Several bosses. And... The boss I'm talking about, he's one of these guys that, alright, so I don't really know the whole history, but basically he does, you know, the job of being my boss, but he also runs this private transportation business that he has. And he takes all the money that he makes from the private transportation business and puts it into buying land that he, you know, he says it's going to grow because he's into real estate. He's big into real estate. And I don't know. He's just one of these guys that's real big about telling everybody, you know, like that one guy that talks about how hard he works. He says the money I make from doing the transportation business, I wouldn't be... He said the money I make for the transportation business is like two... He says it's basically what I make in 2 weeks of work here. And a lot of people would say, okay, if you make so much money in the transportation business, you know, then why are you here? And he says, well, I take all that money and put it into land. I was like, okay. So it's really kind of confusing. But I don't know. It's really kind of confusing. But he seems to be one of those, like, trad guys. I don't have too much against him. Because, I mean, yeah, he is kind of, you know, one of those guys. But he also is a very hard-working guy. I mean, in general. Now... He did say, he said, he is married. He said, he's a younger guy than me. He said, my wife is 7 years younger than I am. And I said, well, you know, he married this young girl, and she seems to be down for everything. She says, you know, well, you know, they work together and sign loans and all that, and get approved for all this money and all this shit. But I keep saying... You know, it's like, is this guy, like, gonna become a casualty later on? Like, I hate to say that, but, you know, sometimes you marry these young girls, and, you know, you get a certain age, and they're like, okay, well, now I'm gonna take everything you worked for. And this is a guy that's been working his ass off, dude. Like, he'll get up at 5 in the... He said he got up at 5 in the morning... And had to do all this stuff for the transportation business that he runs. You know, making all this money, taking people back and forth in the big city area that we have around here. And, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe things will turn out okay and he married a decent girl. But, I mean, he's one of those, you know, he's mostly well-dressed kind of guy. He's not a big, tall guy or nothing. He's just kind of a country boy, really. Like, I mean, he plays this, you know, he looks like the old, you know, country, I don't say redneck-looking guy, but, you know, he's got like a, just that kind of farm body, I guess you could say, the kind of, something like that. And that's real popular around these parts. It's real popular around these parts. That's what the country girls look like. They like them. They're not fat, but they're, you know, they're kind of, it's hard for me to explain the, they're built. Like, not a lot of girls like the kind of, like, I'm more of a slender kind of build. And these guys, like, they're not even, like, muscle. Like, we're not talking bodybuilder type guys. We're talking, like, I don't know. It's, like I said, a country build. It's so hard for me to talk about, but there's so many guys that look just like that. And they go with some pretty girls. And they're, like I said, they're not fat, but they're not thin either. And they're not they're not big muscle guys. They're just what you would consider a regular old country kind of build. And, I mean, that's just what the girls like. Now, every once in a while, you see, you know, differences. But most of the couples I see around here are young. I don't see too many. Oh, and there is one thing I do definitely want to talk about. Because in my area, it's happening. And if it's happening here in my area, then it's probably going to happen in a lot of others. So, you know, a lot of talk has been said about, there's been a lot of talk about immigration, right? And we just got to really hammer down on what's going on. And I'm going to explain it with Empress, and I want to get her opinion on it too. But basically, what I've noticed is there's a lot of immigrants that are having tons and tons of kids. It's not just Mexican, it's not just, you know, it's Arabic, it's Asians. Oh my goodness, man, so many Asians, and they've got so many babies, you know. You'll see one guy's got a baby, and then she's got another baby that she's pushing in it. I was like, holy shit, they're having kids real fast. It's like they're having as many kids as they can possibly have in this country. It is crazy how many kids they're having. They are having a lot of kids. So a lot of these, you know, white folks that are saying, they're gonna drown us out with all these immigrant babies. Well, they're not necessarily wrong about that. You know, they were talking about, what was it, white replacement theory? And I was like, oh, that's racist. It's like, well, the problem is they're not exactly wrong about that. Because, as you can tell, there's not been a lot of white couples having babies like I've seen with immigrants. I have seen more non-white, I'm not even talking black folks. Black folks have had the same amount of kids they've had for a while. I'm talking the immigrants are having kids like you wouldn't believe. Like I said, Asian, Indian, Arabic, all the ones that come from, you know, more foreigner types. They're having kids upon kids upon kids upon kids. It is going to be a completely different America within the next 20 years. It is going to be very, very different in this country. So a lot of people say, white people are going to be a minority. Well, yeah, they will. And there's really not a whole lot they can do about it because you've got, well, first of all, I mean, some people say, oh, well, there's this non-white thing. I mean, that could be a thing. There could be some programming to kind of, you know, stop that whole, like, I don't know. I was listening to an old song by Tom McDonald where they were saying that some people are upset about being white, that they want to, like, wash it off their face or something, like, and that could be true in some senses. There could be people out there that are just ashamed to be white people and all that, but, I mean, if that's the case and they're not having kids, yeah, I mean, there's not much you can actually do about that. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, we gotta force them. We gotta force them to have babies. It's like, dude, like, a lot of the white women, you know, that, like, a lot of these guys want, the white nationalist types, I was seeing them complain about it. I was seeing them complain about it because there was a white guy that wanted this Asian woman, so he learned Chinese to get with this Asian woman. And they were also talking shit about this other Asian woman that they said wasn't even that good looking, but white guys would take her I don't know. That's just what I was seeing from the comments. I'm just reading the different comments. And, of course, they're making fun of the white guy with the Asian woman. Oh, you... And because, oh, you have half Asian kids and they're known to be criminals and all this kind of... Like, all this kind of, like, rhetoric that I'm just seeing on X. And, you know, basically, you know, the only thing I've got to say about it is, I mean, yeah, it's definitely racism on their part. But it's also fear. Like, they're like, oh no, we can't get the white woman because the black woman is, or excuse me, the black man is with the white woman. And yeah, that may very well be true. There may be a lot of white, black men with white women. And again, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can actually do about it. I'm sorry to say, there's not anything that you're going to be able to do about it. So, if you do want kids, you may have to get with a different... I mean, me, this never bothered me. Because I've dated white, I've dated Latina. I tried to date a... I mean, Asian was never really, like, an option when I was young. There wasn't that many Asians in my area. As far as the women were concerned. And even as DP says here, there's tons of Asians at the casino. But... typically, the Asians, and it's one thing I'm going to note about the couples, Asians marry within their own, so they don't tend to marry out of race. That's probably going to be something more in, like, Southeast Asia, you know, where it's different culture. So, yeah, maybe you can go to China or some other country and get with an Asian, but Asians typically in America that I have noticed, they don't tend to want to get... with a foreigner. I remember a couple of years ago, before there was a big Asian push in this area, there was a black man that was dating an Asian nurse. I hadn't seen neither one of them in a while, but I haven't seen anything like that in a while in general. And I'm talking about an Asian couple that wasn't an Asian and another Asian. I'm literally seeing Asians and Asians. I am not seeing any Asian white people like they have foretold on X. It is not happening. What is happening is Asians and Asians. And that is... that's just going to be a thing. Like, I mean, and they're going to continue to do that. Because remember, they still have a traditional marriage system over there. So they're still going to want to, you know, they're still going to want to marry within their own races and have their own kids in within their own races. That's just going to happen. Same thing with Arabic. You're not going to see white or even black with the Arabic. It's not going to happen. Or Indian. You're not going to see that happen. They're basically dating among them, their races, or they're being hooked up by families, as is a common tradition. And you're not seeing that. So, and Mexican as well. There's not, again, this is the South. I need to let you guys know. Now, I don't know what it's like in more Democrat-run areas. I don't know what it's like in city, you know, blue areas. I'm in a very red area. So, I don't know what it's like. I don't know if there's more white or, you know, and I consider... you know, white and black Americans to not necessarily be... I don't consider the black Americans to be foreigners anymore. Like, I mean, they've been there for a very long time. But Asian Americans and you know, Indian Americans, you have your, you know, Hispanic Americans. I mean, yeah, they've been there for a while, but there wasn't as many as there is now. There's a lot more now. So they're still kind of like foreigners in the country. So, again, that's just my personal opinion on it. But, again, I don't see it in my area. I'm not saying your area isn't different. It could be. There could be more white and black Americans marrying these foreign, you know, cultures. That could be happening there. But it's definitely not happening here at all. I'm not seeing it. Now, I might see it within the next 10, 15 years as, you know, the other cultures increase, like, you know, we have, you know, generally, we generally have had a larger number of black Americans, but that's just because of the standard stuff that goes on around here. You know, I live in a black area, you're going to have a lot of, you know, guys talk about baby mamas and things like that. So there's a lot of them that are going to be born and probably date what's there. There's going to be in the schools, and increasingly, unless they go private school or homeschool, there's going to be an increasing amount of Asian and Arabic, depending, again, they could go private school. Indian, you know, those cultures, Hispanic, you're going to have more kids like that. So there's going to be more dating a multicultural, except if the culture is against it, like Asian culture, Arabic culture. A lot of these cultures may be like, okay, well, you know, they may have really old beliefs and traditions. Like, oh, I'm sorry, this is not our people. Like, I mean, it's not even like a race thing. It's literally just their culture. They don't date out of culture. So maybe people can say, oh, it's racist, but no, they're the race and they get to determine that culture. Now, some people can say, you know, well, white people should have that same ability, and to some extent they do. Some extent black folks have that same ability. Like, if people, you know, in your race, you do have, and we're talking about your culture, you know, the culture. Now, some people would say, you know, well, do white people have a culture? Do black people have a culture? You know, that's something that TFM talked about. And yeah, I think there is a different culture among races. I think, you know, white culture does exist. I think black culture does exist. I think, you know, I think every single race has their own culture. Now, does everybody share the same culture? No. But there's a lot of things that are part of that. And that's something I'd like to talk with the Empress about, because, of course, she's Hispanic. So she would be able to provide some insight to this that I really can't, being just me. You know, a pale white guy from, you know, really the East Coast. I might be in the South now, but I haven't always been. I lived a large part of my life in the East Coast. So I can't really go in here and say, oh, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Can I kick it? I don't know if I can, can I kick it? I don't know what I can do. I know that stuff will hurt me. This is kind of a difficult boss because I don't really understand what I'm supposed to do to it. Now, that doesn't seem to be able to hurt me. I don't know why. I figured it would be a hazard. But it doesn't seem to be a hazard. Okay, see, so he does that. I know a lot of you guys have watched this pattern and been like, Grim, you're supposed to do this when he does that. But I'm talking, so I can't really think about it at the moment. But I don't know. Like, this is a very interesting situation. Now, you know, TFM had talked about this years ago, and it's very, very poignant what he said. He said straight up, you know, white people, if they want to have their own, like, all right, so think about it like this. Right now, there's a still large amount of white people, but what about in the next 10, 15 years when there's more, you know, immigrants that have been here for a long period of time? There's more Asians, there's more Hispanic, there's more Indian, there's more Arabic, there's more culture in general in America. So there won't be as many white people, as they're not having as many babies, as from what I have seen. Again, I'm not saying the white people aren't having babies, I'm saying that the immigrants are having more babies. There's more children. So basically, there may be a situation where the white folks do become more of a minority. And if that happens, then maybe they can have their own specific cultural areas. Now, I don't know how that would work. And because of history of racism or in the past, and we're talking about, you know, Ku Klux Klan and things like that that have existed in the past, it might be a little different. Now, I don't know about other cultural groups. I know that there are some black groups in the past that have been kind of racist in that brand. And I don't know much about Arabic or Hispanic or Asians in that manner as well. I don't know about that. Like, I don't have that information. So if those exist, they exist. But I'm just talking about, you know, what I have seen personally. So, yeah, it could be an issue in a number of years. I don't know if they would be allowed to have or would push for a sort of area, which will be seen as, you know, racist at first. I don't know. It might be a thing where, there's so little of them that, you know, let them have their own little community. I don't know how that would work. I honestly don't know. Again, I'm a person that doesn't mind being a minority in a country like Southeast Asia or something like that, where it's mostly Asian. It never bothered me. I work in a minority area where, you know, a lot of people are black, and I don't have a problem with that. Like, has there been some instances where I was kind of prejudiced out or singled out? Yeah, but not so many. Really, it hasn't been that bad. If you're cool with people and you generally don't act like an asshole, they tend to be cool with you. You're always going to have one asshole, and I'm talking, you know, like, you're always going to have that one person that doesn't like you because of skin color or something like that, or in the news that day, or, you know, something like that. But other than that, I don't have that problem. I find that if you're cool with people, they're generally cool with you. If you're going to act like an asshole to people, they're generally not going to be cool with you. Okay, now there is a food that I can eat if I can get to it. That might fuck it up. I don't know what that does. Nothing. He drank another. Here, now we can beat the damn thing. I'm just gonna fucking hit it. Alright, hold on. I wanna beat this thing. I'm gonna beat this fucking thing's ass. There. Piece of shit. Beat stage one. All the way. Beat stage one. I could probably beat this whole game if I really, you know, focused on it. But I've also got Haunted Castle Revisited to play. I was going to play that, but I said, nah, I'm going to play Shadow of the Ninja. And Haunted Castle Revisited is part of the Castlevania Dominus DS collection. That they hit on us. They were like, oh yeah, they just kind of glanced at it, people said. I don't know, I didn't see the Nintendo conference, but man, there was some really great announcements. Oh, I'm gonna beat that thing. Beat that thing's ass. Come on. Here it goes. And then it's gonna come in and do... Nope. You're gonna do dumb shit? No? Okay. Well, I think I got it. Nope. Alright. Damn, how much fucking hits does this little thing have? Damn! Oh, come on. That's a bunch of bullshit. I gotta beat that damn thing. Oh, well. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much what I've got to talk about today. Not the longest one, but they don't always have to be super fucking long. There's just things I want to talk about, and that's pretty much it. But alright, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Drunken Rants.